Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sayre.
Hello there, friends. We'll see about that with Ron Sayre, the legend himself. The Penguin is out on assignment today, and so I'm joined by producer Corey. Corey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. And so by the time you guys are listening to this, quite possibly the Dallas Mavericks have been swept and the hated and vile Boston Celtics are NBA champions. And I don't know if you saw the coverage. Luka Doncic. I mean, who knows? You never know. Maybe he'll have a breakout game four. But he is costing his team dearly by screaming at the refs, by not playing any defense. And Brian Windhorst of ESPN went scorched earth on him following Game 3's loss at home, saying that he cost him that Luka Doncic cost the Dallas Mavericks the team, if not the title. What do you think?
I don't think he cost him the title, but he definitely, well, he did. But if they lose Game 3, it's probability chance of getting swept or even not winning at all. But I think he's right. He said he was a hole on the court. Other people have used the term a cone, something you just run around. And I looked it up, and 68% of the drives against him have been blown past him against the Celtics, and it's just insane.
Doris Burke went after him on the telecast itself because he would, anytime he doesn't get a call he doesn't like, he flips his arms around, he looks at the refs in disgust, and it's a 5-on-4 situation on the other side, easy basket.
Well, we know something like that because LeBron does that all the time, and so you can't
make sure to send your letters to Corey here at Sierra and not to Ron Say or to Mike Gary.
Oh, I'm a diehard Laker fan, but he does the same thing, and you can't play 4-on-5 and have just be complaining to the refs. And if you complain that much, they're going to get tired of it, just like the people. Stars have been doing it. Chris Paul's hated by all refs because
James
all he did,
Harden
and Melo. And funny enough, Cowherd called Luka a better Melo because he's not going to win a championship. He doesn't play defense, but he's one of the best scorers we've ever seen.
I don't know. If you give me Syracuse Melo right now, I'd probably take him over Doncic because he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's a triple-double waiting to happen, but there's two sides of the court here, folks, especially come playoff time. You need to play some defense, and that's not going to fly. And Windhorst said that they've talked to him, the Mavs themselves, team officials, president of operations has talked to him about this, and he still won't adjust his behavior. So we shall see about that. Indeed. Stick around, you guys. We're going to dip into the archives. We're going to get to an interview that Ron Say did with Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson. So stay tuned for that. Make sure to check out the ronsayshow.com for more information. You can follow Ron on Instagram itself and check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power, not too late to purchase your copy for Father's Day. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email Brad at bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. Save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653, 855-322-GOLD, or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we have now returned after the break, and I want to let you all know that Reggie Jackson will be receiving a beautiful fruit gifted basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at Melissa's.com. It is a privilege for me. I ran into this guest probably 50 years ago in Arizona, and he had actually quite a career, as it turns out. A Hall of Famer, a 14-time All-Star, a 5-time world champion. I think one of those rings might be mine.
Yeah, yeah.
2-time American League MVP, 2-time World Series MVP. The A's retired his number 9, and the Yankees retired his number 44. And I want you also to know that he struck out more times than he did get hits, and that is a all-time major league record, and I want to welcome Reggie to our show. Reggie, welcome. It's great to have you on our show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Let me see it. How many, you know what I'm just saying here? I struck out 2,597 times.
That's correct.
And I got 2,500. I'm looking at a person that asked me to sign a baseball card. And I got 2,584 hits. Dang it.
It's okay, man. I mean, look at it this way. For 5.5 years, you struck out every at-bat of every game for 162 games.
That's right. That's
and
right. That's
for...
Right. If you get 500 at-bats,
right.
I went, this is for you guys out there. They're all the young people that are worried about the mistakes that you made. For 5 years, I played in the major leagues and never touched the ball. So that goes to show you that you can make mistakes, because I missed more than anybody that ever lived. At the same time, Ronnie and Mike, in today's world, I struck out in 68, 171 times. Then I had a 163, a 156, and then I think 143 once, but then really was 125, 130 in strikeouts. If I was playing today, and even in not playing today, there's probably 30 to 40 guys that have struck out more than that, and several that have done it 200 times. I'd like to know how many times, what's the guy's name, Schwarber, has struck out this year.
200.
He let off in 190.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there were three guys that struck out over 200 times this year, and Schwarber led Major League Baseball in strikeouts.
You wouldn't have played in our era. You know that, Ronnie.
Not well.
You wouldn't have played.
That's
if
right.
You struck out that many times. They'd bench you.
You know, the thing that goes with Schwarber, too, and also Max Muncy, who actually had a batting average of over 200 this year, Schwarber struck out or hit under 200, leading off. Now, I know he got a lot of walks, but still, I don't know how you give yourself up so many times and think that just about every time you put the ball in play that there's going to be damage done. And fortunately for him, it works that way, because otherwise I don't see where he's going to play.
Kyle Schwarber struck out 215 times this season. 215 times, number one.
I really think that I think his name is Kyle. I think if Kyle focused on cutting his strikeouts down, that he most certainly would, but it's a new world and a new game, and strikeouts are tolerated, which is very sad for me. We look at, you know, with our Astros team, we are one of the least amount of strikeout teams, if I can say it that way, in Major League Baseball, and all of your teams that wind up in postseason, all of them are going to be teams that put the ball in play a lot more. One of the dreadful things that we have here this particular postseason is we had 11 times with the bases loaded in postseason and didn't score, and it was because the first guy struck out. He's either 8 or 9 times the first guy struck out or popped up. But you know as well as I do, Ryan, that you've got to put the ball in play. And then you have opportunity for the guy to throw the ball away, to muff the ball. It puts pressure on the defense. And so I'm a firm believer that striking out is not a good thing. You're going to strike out some. But once you start climbing up over 120, 125, and I've been there, you can be a better player if you strike out less. And I want to pass that on, and I'm sure you'll co-sign.
No, I absolutely do. I think that we were taught execution. You know, you have to put pressure on the defense. There's not enough pressure being put on the defense these days. And you know, I wanted to ask you also about the base size, because I think they invited small ball or old school baseball back into the game this year by doing that. And actually, there was a game. It was last night, I believe, in the third inning. This warmed my heart. The Phillies actually bunted a runner over in the third inning of this game and welcomed old school baseball back, because I'm pretty sure they didn't play much of that during the regular season. And now you get down to the most important game that you've played all season up to this point, and you're using old school baseball. It's never going to die. Go out there and execute. Make them put some pressure on them. There's more stolen bases this year, which I was very pleased to see. But still, we have the lowest batting average of the last 50 years in baseball. We still strike out more times than we get base hits. I'm not sure exactly what they are preaching, but I do agree and applaud the Astros in this sense, in that they are very conscientious about, you know, cutting down on the strikeouts, putting the ball in play. They know how to play small ball a little bit, which is, you know, executing and not striking out, because if you strike out 9-10 times a game, you're giving away three innings. You're giving away three innings. And you know that they don't play execution baseball today, so they're relying on the home run ball all the time.
Yes, it's come really through the analytics of promoting upswing and hit the ball over the fence. The offense has suffered because of that idea. You didn't go to the home to home plate to hit the ball in the air. You want to hit the ball on a line, hit a line drive, square the baseball, get a man on third base with nobody out. Then you, Ron Say, would go to home plate to put the ball in the air, but to score a run. But you don't go to the home plate to swing up. It doesn't work that way. And the quicker they find that out, you have a natural launch angle. And when you start learning or hunting to look to swing the barrel up, it doesn't work. Guys that hit fly balls finish with the barrel over their shoulder. Guys that hit line drives, which was a big Winfield type, finished with the barrel below the shoulder, and allow that player to develop as a hitter. You can't make a hitter. Hitters are born. I can keep Ron Say between the lines and in a good streak or a good ideology of how to go about hitting for a longer period of time, but I can't make him. He came with that swing, and he came with the ability to make contact. I can help him get better. But I didn't make Ron Say. I didn't make Steve Garvey. I didn't make Mookie Betts. I didn't make Altuve. These guys come to swing the bat, and you can help them get better, but not by swinging up. That is not how you do it.
And I agree with you. I think the mold today is, find that launch angle and swing that launch angle and hope that you catch up with that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And unfortunately for a lot of them, most of them, they can't catch up with it, and they end up striking out. So it is a different game, no question. And we've got to now take a short break. We'll be back with Mr. October right after this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And we are back with Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. Reggie, you know, you had an opportunity to play in New York, a lot of success. I believe that's where Mr. October became Mr. October. And how do you think the mindset is for the New York fans with the Mets and the Yankees having such great difficulty in that big city that demands excellence?
Certainly your Yankee fans are spoiled. Because they've had so much success from, I guess the years I played in the 70s. Then he went flat for a while. But when Jeter showed up in 96 and Posada and Mariano, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Tino Martinez, you know, that special group. Did I say Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit, David Cohn, David Wells, these guys that became, you know, very special and produced wins, 100 a year for 7, 8, 9 years in a row. They went from the world champions of 1996 and all the way up to 2009. They were in 7 World Series. I mean, so you get spoiled with that kind of success. The Astros here since 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Lots of success there too as well. So the fans are kind of down now. They've let them down. The Astros have let, you know, the fans down. So I certainly realize and understand that the makeup of the New York fan is spoiled. Hell, they've got, I want to say they're chasing their 28th, where they've got 28 world championships, which is almost 3 times more than anyone else. I think the Cardinals have 11, and Dodgers have, what, maybe 9 or so world championships?
I think the Cardinals are definitely at 11. Yeah, but, you know, the...
And you guys, you know, and the Dodgers are right there, too.
Yeah, we're in that mix. The Cardinals definitely have one more than any other team in the National League.
Yeah, certainly they're spoiled.
Oh, of course.
Fans. And on top of that, you know, the Yankees have been in disarray a little bit. They're asking for Brian Cashman's, you know, head on a platter, if you will. And I know that Hal Steinbrenner has been looking at the analytics, you know, whether it's working or not. And then, of course, the Mets have had trouble for the longest time. They haven't really been in postseason for a long time. I want to go all the way back to 86, I think. When they beat the Red Sox, but gosh, gee whiz, and they've got trouble now. I understand that there's some investigations going on, et cetera. So the Mets got troubles as well.
Well, no question, because they had the highest payroll in baseball and had to pay a luxury tax of probably close to $100 million, something in the neighborhood. Could be a little high, but you know,
they were. Excuse me,
yeah.
Ronnie, they were $120 million over. The two threshold was $240. And so they had $87 million in the two pitchers. And when they let those two, you got two guys that are 40, 41 years old.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who was advising.
Yeah,
but someone should raise their hand and take blame. It looks like Billy Epler left, but I think he left for some other reasons. I know Steve Cohen personally. He's a hell of a good guy. You get run out of supers talking about how wealthy the guy is. But certainly there's been some mistakes there by picking the wrong people. Maybe you pick one of those pitchers, but it's a little tough to take – to put that kind of iron out there at 43-7, 43-5, a guy.
Yeah, one guy who pitches every 5 days. I had difficulty swallowing that as well. We are now inviting gambling into baseball. You know, I understand the Mets owner is considering building a casino that's in the neighborhood of the Mets ballpark. How do you like this attitude of baseball getting involved with gambling at this point?
I'm not in favor of it. I think you're going to have some issues for sure. You have had issues in football, but there's people have different ideas about how to go about it. I know when George Steinbrenner was alive, I don't think he'd have ever touched gambling. I know that sure George was with our club. You didn't have signage on the wall inside the stadium. He wouldn't allow it. I remember that we had changed. They wanted to change our hats in spring training. This was during the Jeter era, and start putting palm trees on the side of a Yankee hat. And then spring training 1998 or whatever it was. And he paid a $150,000 fine in order to not change the Yankee hat. He was just kind of an old school. It's very similar to, how the O'Malley family ran the Dodgers. And so you just have so much respect for owners that want to make the game be for the fan and not worry about wringing out the rag economically. I have an understanding of what gambling does. I'm sure that it brings enormous revenue to the ball game, to baseball and to the sport, but it just doesn't send the right optics. It's broadcast, it's talked about. I remember when Mickey Mantle, and I'm sure you remember this, and Paul Horning and Willie Mays were working for the casinos in Atlantic City. They got fined and they were supposedly got suspended, et cetera, and they weren't even playing. So it was, it's a disappointment now. Pete Rose is banned from the game because he was involved with gambling. But now gambling is happening during the game, at the game. So sadly, Ronnie, I think sooner or later, somebody's going to get caught up as a player and they'll be betting. How do you stay away from it when it's part of the game?
I was familiar with it when I actually, you and I had something in common. We both played for Santurce in Puerto Rico, and you know that experience, and you saw the how avid the fans were about their teams, and we shared Hiram Bithorn Stadium with San Juan. And they had the third base dugout. We had the first base dugout. And they had that partition that went up from home plate. It was a chain link fence. And when we were playing against each other, there was a lot of gambling going on. There were exchanges on every pitch. And it got to be kind of funny because people, they were calling foul balls, balls, strikes, base hits, whatever it was, anything to bet money. But I suppose it works on a lesser sense there, but I'm not so sure that the bigger form of this gambling is going to be something that isn't going to have issues down the road.
Well, I hope you're right there. I hope there aren't any issues. It would have been nice if it would have stayed a little bit more on the down low rather than seeing so much promotion of it.
Right.
I guess I do have an understanding of the fact that the economics of it is really what's driving it. I guess I'm disappointed. I'm a bit split on whether I would vote for it or not. But I just think sooner or later we're going to have an issue.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong real fast, gentlemen, sorry to interrupt, is that the one of the main reasons why gambling was so frowned upon by the different leagues is they're afraid of players throwing games. Going back to the Black Sox and going back to the City College of New York scandals in the 50s in college basketball. But nowadays, these players make so much money. Do you think they'd really risk their entire careers just to make far less money on a wager than they would in salary?
I'm not going to answer that question. You got to answer that yourself, Mike. That's an easy answer. it happens.
Yeah,
it happens. You know, this stuff, part of, where I think players go, just they're not paying attention. You get signs all the time. You look in the Instagram, you look in the newspapers, you look in the news, and you see these people getting wound up in places and getting caught for things. What are you thinking about? What are you doing being out here with this? Don't you know that this is kind of a no-no? I mean, are you just trying to track yourself into losing your career? You have a short window, small window for your opportunity. Don't waste it. Utilize it. Understand what it means to you and your family. And don't be these guys in the past. I'm not going to name them, but guys who risked their lives to get here on a boat and run into stardom, and then all of a sudden, it eludes them, it gets out of control, and they've lost their dream.
And you're showing up on opening day in a white Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's talk about something fun.
Well, okay, let's talk about the this is not going to be fun because this is a little bit of a difficult one for me. We're going to have to take a break here in less than a minute, but I do want to get your opinions in the next segment about where we are with robot umpires. I think the umpires this year exhibited an extreme point of view with the way that they ran the games, the way that they treated the players. I want to get your view on that. And I also want to go back to the beginning of when you became Mr. October. I think the Los Angeles Dodgers had a lot to do with that, especially in 1977. But yes, we're going to have plenty more to talk about with Mr. October. We're going to take another short commercial break, and we'll be back for our final segment with Reggie Jackson right after this.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh.
I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Fred Slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And in This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial, 2018, Game 3 of the World Series finally ends when Max Muncy walks off with a home run, giving the Dodgers a 3-2 victory over the Red Sox in the 18th inning. I remember this game. The 7-hour and 20-minute Chavez Ravine contest establishes a new longevity record for the length of a game, tied for the longest in terms of innings, and took longer to play than the entire 1939 World Series.
That's good news. Jeez. 7 hours, huh? God,
yeah,
almighty.
It's like a doubleheader.
That hurts. And the Dodgers are not there to take advantage of another World Series title because we have two new teams, the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, going back at it here coming up this weekend. So, Reggie, what is your take? I think they're out of control, the umpires. When do we bring on the robots?
You know, Ronnie, I like the way the game is now. I do enjoy the fact that they do have some replay. I still do see mistakes that happen on the field. However, I really don't want to see it go robotic. I see where some umpires don't call a strike on the edge of the strike zone. At the same time, I'm wondering if the camera shows me where the ball is crossing the plate or where it's ending up. So I think that I do like the fact that, I guess, you argue or you disagree. I think that's been with baseball for so long that I don't mind it. I also, at the same time, have a significant or sincere, genuine, highly disagreement with how they treated the confrontation with Garcia and the Astros and the Rangers. I thought that Garcia was the instigator, even though he got hit. If you had any idea or understanding of the situation, or you were a baseball person, you realize that you're not going to hit a player when you're two runs down in such an important game. You don't put a base runner on the base when you're two runs down. This kid is a player that's just got a couple of years in the league, and he just came into his own last year around July after the All-Star break. It's like he hit a switch and just really turned on. He's a special kid. He's very young. So at the same time, Ronnie, I had a conversation with the guy who's in charge of on-field operations, and he said that the umpires – to a man, all six believed that he purposely threw at Garcia. I disagree. I don't like it. However, I'll accept it. Then, of course, it went to higher hands and wound up being postponed to next year because of the difference or the impact that it would have made on our club. He's our best pitcher on the team right now.
Well, I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Dusty had a legitimate complaint, and I probably would have gotten thrown out of the game too, because you're right. Nobody that is a baseball person is going to tell you that in that situation that he's intentionally trying to hit anybody. And the fact that the umpires unanimously decided that it was intentional is just absurd.
Yes. Yes. I would like to see, Ronnie, more people in their 50s, not necessarily, you don't have to be my age. Hell, I'm 77.
I'm not too far behind you, pal.
Sorry?
I'm not too far behind you.
I'd like to see players, the younger generation, the Dave Stewarts or the Joe Carters or the players that are out of the game now, the Randy Johnsons, be part of the understanding of the future of the game. If the game is going to change, they're going to make changes. But I would much rather see Ricky Henderson involved in the size of the bases, how many times you can throw over the first base. You can only throw over twice. Ricky Henderson just gets you to throw over twice. And the next time when the clock gets down to 3 seconds left, you can't throw over there. He'd walk down to second base. He'd stole 250 bases if the rules were the way they are now. it's ridiculous, yeah, when you only allow a person to throw over there twice. I like the 20-second rule or 19-second rule, whatever it is, for the pitcher to get rid of the baseball, because right, during our era, and I don't want people to get mad, because there goes Jackson and say the old days. Well, in the old days, we played a baseball game anywhere from an hour and 50 minutes to 2 hours and 20 minutes. And if you look at the World Series that we play together against each other, the guys pitched games in 2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hour and 50. We all know that. So I'm disappointed that they have making the changes and don't have people that played the game in those front offices. I think they should be, I think we should have a little bit more input, if you will, with ex-baseball people.
Well, I also feel that way about metrics. You know, there's a time and a place. I'm happy to have the data, but I think there are at times baseball gut decisions that are made based on experience, and they override the metrics. You know, as an example, it was very hard for me to see Castellanos in the lineup last night in an important game. He was 0 for 23 in the series with 11 strikeouts and did not get a hit. I just think that there's a point in time where you say, are metrics working tonight? Because they're absolutely telling you that this person should not be playing at this point in time. There's got to be somebody in there that can possibly do a better job.
Well, there's so much to the game that people don't realize. You know that if you were playing behind Don Sutton or Bert Booten or Hershiser, then he's not getting a certain pitch over, and he had been getting them over, and his pitch rate or his pitch count between percentages of a sinker, a slider, a curveball are going to be different tonight, because you know, and the Dodgers know, that defensively you're going to play differently against the players that are on offense, because he's not getting his breaking ball over. And so what happened in the last three games before, or what the analysis say two, three games before, hey, man, I ain't getting my breaking ball over. Well, what are you going to throw? I don't know, but I'm going to mix a salad to get some outs.
Right.
And when you're sitting there like yourself, if you're experiencing it, and he's not throwing as many fastballs, you're going to play the hitter to pull a little more, et cetera. And it works that way. So,
well, I think there's a time when you know, when you are struggling, that this helps you learn how to pitch.
That's right.
Just like
right,
when you're a hitter, you know, you need to struggle to find out how it is that you're going to adjust to this and get out of it as fast as possible. You know, everybody's ups and downs are a little bit different, but we all go right through them. And, you know, our experiences, you know, are similar in that, you know, we're trying to, you know, find a moment where we regain our confidence. And I'm pretty sure you went through this just like I did. You know, if I was in a slump and I was striking out a lot, you know, my confidence is down. You know, I'm trying to find myself. The next thing I know, I'm walking up there trying to just make contact, you know, just let me hit the ball somewhere. And in postseason play, is not the time to start trying to find yourself. And it's a narrow window. And of course, it is kind of a crapshoot. You know, going in, hoping that, you know, you are, you know, you're playing consistently well and maybe close to being hot. But I've also experienced from the other thing going in, I ended up 1977. I think I went 0 for 31. And I had to open up the season against the playoffs against Steve Carlton and the Phillies in Dodger Stadium. And then that night I broke out. But it's a tough call. You've seen guys struggle. A-Rod Had a few series where he didn't do anything. Dave Winfield, I think, in 81 against us, had a very difficult series. So you see a lot of great players struggle at this time as well.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. It'll make a man out of you. As a coach, it's very important, I believe, to have one or two of those or half that pitching, half of your staff have experience in the game, because there's something to as to how it feels, how this guy has performed before. So Ron Say is telling me what I should do during the game when the pitcher can't get his breaking ball over. He's had experience, so he can tell me, and I have trust in him as a coach when he talks to me about what he did at home plate, because he's had his spikes in the same dirt I'm going to have it in tonight. I can trust what he's saying. Difficult to talk or trust people that are in the game and they've never played. There is a place for them. At the same time, to have a collaboration of experience in the game as well as knowledge in the game, or someone that studied the game together, is a great thing to have on your staff, on your ball club. The art of pitching is gone. It's throw as hard as you can and we'll get another guy. Send you to get Tommy John and we'll find another guy.
Exactly.
The art of pitching is gone.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, since we're running down, we got a few minutes left here. Mr. October, I think the Dodgers had a lot to do with you being coined Mr. October. And in 1977, you had an incredible game, Game 6. We thought that if we could get by and get back even at 3-3, that we were going to have, you know, a chance at, you know, Game 7, pretty much it's up for grabs the way I see it. Wow. But you had a game of games. And Mr. October, I would say this is probably your best game in the World Series.
Well, that's an automatic yes. I had a wonderful night, and things just seemed to be working my way, obviously. And I can honestly tell you that when they brought in knuckleballer
Charlie Huff,
49, Charlie, I knew I was going to hit a home run. I hit seven or eight home runs off Wilbur Wood, two or three off Hoyt Wilhelm, a couple off a few other guys, Steve Hargan, who threw a knuckleball. And I looked around and I said, wow, they must not know I hit knuckleballers. And the first pitch he threw me was a hit me knuckleball, a piece of room service, and I ordered up.
Yeah, that's great. Reg, I we're winding down now. I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show. Always a pleasure to talk old school baseball with you. Continued success. I know you're running around. You're busy still today. So hope that you're well and happy. And once again, thanks so much for being our guest.
Hey, appreciate you, Ron. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself at Dodger Stadium when I'm over there. And the last time I saw you, I always enjoyed going to Dodger Stadium. It's still a wonderful ballpark with spectacular fans. I was talking to Peter O'Malley there. There was an opportunity possibly for me winding up on the Dodgers one day. We're talking about a trade. So I always loved the ballpark. And just maybe I would have played with you one day, and I certainly would have enjoyed it being around that great crowd that you guys had. So take care, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Reggie.
Thanks, Reggie. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
All right, guys. See you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hey, Say.
And we are back. We'll see about that. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for Ron Say, who's out on assignment. He'll should be returning next week with all sorts of stories. So much enjoyed doing the show with Ron and spending some time with his fantastic guests we've had over the course of this broadcast, be it sports stars, be it stars of entertainment, be it interesting entrepreneurs, philanthropists. It's just a really great experience to talk to some of these people. All right, let's get back to some more NBA news. During the halftime show on ESPN, most recently in the NBA Finals, Adam Silver was interviewed by Mike Wilbon and Stephen A. Smith and others. And Mike Wilbon pretty much called him out and said, hey, Kamish, what are you going to do to fix the All-Star game? Because as we've seen, the All-Star game in these past couple of years have been trash. Best part probably was the three-point contest between that female NBA player, WNBA player, and Steph Curry. But you know, there's been a lot of talk about reverting back to the world versus the U.S. But I have an idea. I want to know your thoughts on it. Three-on-three tournaments. You select your All-Star team, maybe, you know, 15 guys from each conference. You break those up into 10 teams of three players. And you have a three-on-three streetball style tournament. What do you think?
I love it. I just would like to know how you would pick the three teammates.
I think team captains are like, I think I'm probably the top five vote getters of each conference would then pick their squad, and they can't pick the other five, any of the other five. I think that might work.
I think it's a great idea. You can see different ways. 3-on-3 basketball is a lot different than 5-on-5. You have a lot more spacing. There's a lot more.
Half court. We do half court, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, then Lucas might win because he doesn't have to play any defense or move down the field. down the court, I mean. But I think it'd be very interesting. And I haven't heard any other good ways to make it relevant or people watch other than that one.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I used to love the All-Star game because they played hard. Even though, I mean, you'd still get 130 to 131 scores, but they still played hard because there's a lot of side betting going on, stuff like that. You know, personal pride was involved. So He definitely needs to fix something with the All-Star game because it's one of the great weekends in all of sports. And so we shall see about that. Corey, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being in.
And like we said, Ron will return next week. We'll have a fantastic guest. I don't want to say because it's a big surprise. Big surprise. So make sure to check out Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. You can follow him on Instagram, TheRealRonSay, and check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power. Available where fine books are sold. And if you're listening to this as a podcast on Spotify or Apple, please give us a rate, like, and subscribe. It really helps us grow the show. All right, we'll see about that, folks. Have a great weekend. Be good.